Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, so this is the beginning of the podcast. I am running with Tim, and I think Isaac may be coming on later. Not Tim Cato, Tim Beamer. How you doing, Tim?
Settle for being the second best Tim in Mavericks news this week.
I guess so, man. Jesus, dude. So the news obviously broke like an hour ago, saying that Donnie Nelson is out. We're getting conflicting reports that Bob V is either out or not out. Kevin O'Connor said on his green room Spotify locker room thing that he is out. That doesn't seem to be the case, apparently. I have no idea what the hell is happening. Yeah, bro, I have no idea. We're just going to get into questions because why the fuck not? Of course, whenever I post these after a big event, the questions just start rolling in, so we're just gonna do as many until we are, you know, until we don't want to do anymore, basically. Let's see.
Just real quick, this podcast right now is the equivalent of the community gift where Donald Glover walks into the apartment with a pizza and everything around him is on fire and chaotic.
Yes, like this is exactly what that is. Like, yeah. You know, like we're just like, oh shit, what the fuck happened? You know, I know Don's busy, Squish is busy, like. So I really appreciate anyone who can come on just to come on and talk about shit like this. So we got a bunch of questions. Now that Donnie's out, a bunch of questions, a lot from, we had some from Bradley Patrick, S Deb, some other guys. Oh my God, dude, there's so much going on right now. So Dave Villanueva, Bradley Patrick, you know, Karam Stark, a bunch of people just asked, what are the chances of getting Masai to Dallas, which would be fucking insane, but.
Of getting every free agent player we've ever dreamed of.
Yeah. Dude,
feels like that.
Masai would be like, I don't know, man. Like, that's the thing though. Like, it doesn't seem like the Mavs front office is very interested in going after him. And I don't know if it's because of how much he's going to cost or how much control he wants or what. Because again, like I think Stein or somebody reported earlier that, they're getting all of their, you know, they hired a firm to look for a GM, which again, doesn't make any sense to me, but whatever. I'm not in charge of the Mavs in any capacity. Yeah, I'd love to get, Masai. That's like my number one goal, you know, that's almost as good as getting a Giannis or a Jokic on this team, because that guy can attract guys like that. You know, can talk to guys and maybe convince them to come here like that. But yeah, that'd be great. Let's see. We got a bunch of questions asking when are they going to announce me as the GM? Because obviously on Twitter I've been saying, hey, like, just make me the GM. And that comes from some guys like Justin. And again, there's just a bunch of guys who kind of do this stuff, who ask me that stuff. I will announce it when Mark Cuban finally DMs me back and tells me, yes, you're on the, you know, you're the GM now. And if I was to make GM, I would just hire a bunch of you guys to make the really hard decisions, and I'll just sign off on them. But
I could not wait to be director of West Coast scouting.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, you got all of California, dude. Like, you're in charge of just that. Like, yeah, so
you you think it'd be player development, but the NBA doesn't test for weed, so I'm actually just going to find the Mavericks players the good stuff for their healing.
Exactly. There we go. Exactly.
It's kind of scouting I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Let's see. Landry, Landahoy on Twitter asks, how will Mavrello do with in-game adjustments on the bench? You know, Mavrello, he wears a lot of hats. It looks like he's a very prolific tweeter at this point. Obviously, one of the many owners of the Mavs. I don't know, how would he do as a coach? I think his offense would be very much like in tune to like the 1980s, which I don't think is something that we would want. Oh shit, my phone. It's not something that we would want as a fan base, is a 1980s run date offense, especially because our point guard is 6'8". No, I wouldn't want to see Marvello on that bench doing anything in terms of directing what players to do. So,
like if Pat Riley was cast on the Jersey Shore, I feel like.
No. I'd be like, nah, I don't want to see this. I don't
want that anywhere close to this team.
Pickle Boy asks, he gives us a scenario. Carlisle gets moved to player ops and Jamal Mosley becomes the head coach. I could fuck with that. I think Mosley is more of like a player's coach at this point. Like, yes, Rick is Rick, and he's like him, and like I think Greg Popovich, and a lesser note, you know, Spoelstra in Miami. Like, I think those three are like, you know, kind of like the old guard when it comes to like how they operate things. And it works, you know, if you have the talent around him, it works. Do I think that, you know, Jamal Mosley should be the head coach immediately? No. I think we need to give him time to kind of, you know, I still think like if he can retain him this offseason, that'd be great. Again, things could pop off in like 2 minutes. Like, we could get a Woj bomb saying, oh shit, you know, Rick Carlisle's out too, you know. as we find out this week, a lot can happen, you know, in the span of a very short amount of time. So I don't know, man. What do you think about that though? Like, moving Rick to player ops and then Jamal taking over as a coach.
I think I would like it if we are removing Rick from the head coaching position, because I do think he's a brilliant basketball mind and like would definitely want him in the organization. But the one thing that has seemed to be a struggle for him is the one issue with the Mavericks right now, the biggest issue, especially with the story that came out about Haralabob earlier this week, is just personalities clashing at different levels. Like Rick not getting along with Haralabob, him not getting along with the players. We know there's tension between Rick and KP, especially when it comes to everything on the floor. We've had Rick had issues with younger players, definitely the most famous with Rondo, where they clashed in the past. So, I mean, if Mosley is really that player's guy, then I can definitely see that working. But, you know, I want Rick's brain still involved, right?
That makes sense, yeah. And I don't know, man. Like, again, the news came back so fast, and I know everybody out here is doing their own, you know, podcast and green rooms, you know, and stuff like that. So it's just like it's just a whirlwind of news this morning, or this afternoon, really, for most of us. I know you live on the West Coast, so it broke kind of earlier in the day. But yeah, man, I don't know, dude. Like, just like there is so much. Just like, you know, it's like that that Ted Lasso gif, you know, that scene where he's like, it smells of potential, you know, like there's a lot of potential for things to go well. There's a lot of potential for things to maybe not go so well, like depending on who they hire as, you know, the head coach or that head coach as a GM and player ops or whatever the fuck. Man, I don't know, man. Like, would you okay, so Jay asks, would you rather fight a Luka-sized Donnie Nelson or a Donnie-sized Luka Doncic?
Wait, repeat that? Because okay. I was not ready to shift gears in my mind that fast.
Okay, I know, we're going all over the place today, guys, so, because again, this is exactly how Mavs offseason's going. Would you rather fight a Luka-sized Donnie Nelson or a Donnie-sized Luka Doncic?
Donnie-sized Luka.
A Donnie-sized
I would rather Luka. Fight. I think Luke is just a craftier person in general, so no matter what size, he could probably be the better
fighter. No matter what happens.
I'll fight the anyone size. I'd fight a Boban-sized Donnie before I fought Luka in any form.
Oh, man, let's see. Jenny asks, are we okay? My heart hasn't stopped, even though, like, I literally, like, the news broke. I was out doing errands. You know, I take my dog to the vet, pick up some food, blah, blah. And, like, I'm, like, the one time I'm not home this week, like, shit popped off. my phone was fucking exploding, and I was like, wow, this is crazy. So I'm okay physically and mentally. We'll see how I feel in about a week, because I feel like things are about to pop off even more in the next few days. This is fucking nuts. So... I don't know. How do you feel, Tim? Are you okay?
Yeah, this is just, like I said, I thought this was going to be a boring offseason where we talked about a lot of free agents, didn't really get any, made some mid-level moves, and just kept it moving like we always do. Now it's not that.
Yeah.
I'm like selfishly excited because I don't know if this is good news for the Mavs, but it's news, so it's keeping my mind entertained.
Yeah, you know, like this is offseason. Like, it's offseason for us. Like, yeah. Obviously, like, the playoffs are still going on, but, like, there's not a lot to talk about when it comes to, like, as a Mavs podcast right now. Or there shouldn't have been, you know? obviously, this is a lot more. Yeah, man, I don't know. Let's see. Evan asks, what do the front office changes mean for KP? Now, this is interesting because, like, yes, like, you know, the front office obviously makes everything move, but, like, the players are what, like, make the game, right, for me. And... Yeah. I know some people were kind of like defending, you know, Mark Cuban in the front office. I don't know, bro. It's been a very weird few days on Twitter. But so like for me, like I don't know, man. I think it depends like who gets brought in. You know, like a Masai could fucking figure something out. You know, like a Masai Ujiri could figure something out super quick. You know, if it's someone who maybe like a Michael Finley, I'm not so sure. Michael Finley is also a name that's been thrown around a little bit on Twitter. I would like that move just because I like Mike Finley as a person. And I know like he has he would be able to make those connections like with players because he's a former player. And I feel like that's kind of where, you know, when you look at like Phoenix and stuff, like you kind of see like that shift in it now being like former players taking over like those really important front office jobs. I don't know, man. I have no idea. The Cole KP stuff seems like 3,000 years ago at this point. Yeah. You know, I don't know, man. This is something I really have to think about. But thank you for the question, Evan. I don't know, man. What about you, Tim?
I think that question would be more, unless we're dead set on moving him, which if we bring in someone like Masai or an outside GM, you then have to have that discussion with them first. You can't be dead set on moving them and then force that. It wouldn't be right to force that upon a GM who has ideas about how to make it work here. But yeah, assuming we don't move them, I think that's an issue that comes down to more what decision we make with the coach and with Rick.
Yeah.
Because that's obviously, you know, that's where the on-court stuff is going to – that's where that's going to come down to. And, like – yeah, I don't know. It just depends on whether they see him being a part of this franchise moving forward or not. I mean, There's so many parts still to be moved here that, like, and it, you know, a week ago, KP was like the biggest moving part. Now he's like fifth in the order. So who knows?
Yeah. I know, dude. This is, oh, man. I think Isaac is jumping on a little bit. He just texted in the Slack. So we'll see. Let's keep moving, man. Holy shit, dude. There's just so much. Let's see. And I got a text from Don, not Donnie Nelson, but Don Denham, saying, "Holy shit, what the fuck's going on?" which I think is like everybody's reaction to today. Let's see another question. Okay. Here is from at Mavrilo Bolovich Stan asking. How can we make sure not to hire a pro fantasy player, a pro fantasy basketball gambler as our next GM?
You could hire me because I suck at both.
Exactly, right? Like, I've gambled exactly once in my life, and I've never do it again, probably. But I don't know, man. I think you don't get close with your friends, you know? Like, there should be, like, a certain point where it's like, okay, like, here is, like, your basketball people, and here are, like, your friends, you know? Like, you shouldn't be mixing that shit in together. Like, it doesn't seem to ever work out, really. Anyway, Isaac is here. So, what's up, Isaac?
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing? Sorry that I'm late.
You're good, man. We're just like going through random questions. Normally after podcast, I will post like, hey, like, you know, thank you to so-and-so, but I am just like going through this.
Okay.
So I won't be doing that, but I am like, I do call them out on Twitter, which is nice. Mo asks, is Donnie and Bob or whoever or whatever both out? As we learned earlier, it turns out maybe Kevin O'Connor doesn't have the proper leaks when it comes to Bob. Donnie's definitely out. Yeah. Looks like Bob may or may not be. I don't know. It's really weird. I'm recording this and not on Green Room. It's so weird to call it that. You know, I'm not on any of these anymore. So I have, you know, I'm not on any of those right now. So I don't know, man. Like, it'd be nice if both of them were. Because I think you kind of kill two birds with one stone when it comes to that. I don't know, man. let's see. Brennan asks, I think the Dallas Mavs Twitter admin should take over for Donnie. What do you think? So I know the admin who runs the account. She's great. I think she would, I don't know if she would want that responsibility though, just because she's really good at her job already. And I don't think she would want to do that. And also, I don't know, I just don't think she would want to jump in on that, because I think being a GM would be very, very stressful, which is why I'm willing to take the job so I can delegate it to everyone else that wants to do it.
Run it by committee.
Yeah, I'm running it, dude. I would run it by committee, bro. I'd just be like, hey, like, you know, I would have, like, say, like, I'd have, hey, Squish, you're in charge of, like, you know, doing the player interviews. Okay, fuck, I don't know. Bibbs, you're in charge of, you'll be one of the head scouts. You know, Mavs draft, you're in charge of literally the drafting process. Like, you know, like, you know, just
character development.
Yeah, guys who are good at, like, certain things on Twitter, like, hey, you do this instead. You know, Denver, like, design our, like, the next, like, couple jerseys or whatever the fuck, like,
jerseys
that we want to submit to, you know, submit to Nike, you know, stuff like that. I love Dallas Mavs admin, but no, I don't think she'd want to do it. Let's see. We had a couple questions about, you know, here's a good one. Almadome. I think. I'm sorry for saying your name wrong. They ask, if you had to spend a day in either one, who would it be? Bob or Donnie Nelson? And my dogs are barking because they're very ecstatic about the news as well. If you guys can hear that. But yeah, so if you had to spend a day in a life as either Donnie or Bob, who would you spend it as?
Right now, Donnie, because I wouldn't have work today.
Yeah, right? Like, that's such a good answer. Like, I don't know.
Oh, boys.
I don't know, man. I think, like, I don't even know, like, if Bob really does any work, really. You know?
Yeah.
You know, like, I just think, like, getting paid to do nothing would be nice. Or seemingly nothing. I don't know if he actually does. You know, I don't want to, you know, I want to be as respectful as I can, even though he might have fucked up the entire franchise for a few years. But,
I don't know, though. I think Donnie has more connections, so I might be able to meet more people. Like, I might be able to meet Dirk and Finley and Jet and all them.
just hang out with them. Like, being his body, just hang out with them.
Emergency meeting. We need to hang out all day at the AAC now.
And Dirk is like, why are you being so weird around me? Because you're just, like, staring at him and, like, listening to his every word. And just...
You need to sign 55 things for me, please.
Thing there is I'd be able to hang out with Don Nelson.
True.
Yeah.
Yes, go out to Maui.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I tried to find his farm when I went to Maui a few years ago, and I couldn't. So I don't know where the fuck it is, but I would love to visit.
All of the smell.
I'd love to, dude, the entire island. Anyway, so Ian asks, So this is a general question, I think, for all of us. I think at this point have thoughts on this. Just thoughts in general on the Donnie Nelson departure. So I'll let you guys go first.
You can go first, Tim.
I'm choking on something, so you go ahead.
Okay. I'm relieved. I feel like this needed to happen, and I'm just glad it did. I really hope we can hire somebody better, like Masai. I need Masai in here immediately. But yeah, just relieved.
Yeah. Tim, how do you feel? If you're not choking still.
Same way. Something needed to be done, and it got done today.
Yeah. I think for me, man, I think a lot, you know, like I do feel relieved because I think that the problems are very systemic, you know, within the organization. Of course, the big guy, the big boss isn't going to fire himself, you know, meaning selling the team. He's not going to do it. I do think there are ways to maybe mitigate his control, I guess, over the actual, like, basketball operations side of things. I think that depending on who we bring in, because again, like, I have no idea. Like, you know, like, I know there was that report about, you know, them hiring, like, a hiring firm, which I'm like, bro, like, it's a fucking GM position. Like, you shouldn't have to, like, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, you should already know kind of, like, who's out there, you know, to hire. Whether it be internally or whatever. I think it had happened. I think it had to. Like, you know, like, I think there are bigger problems than the GM, which is crazy. Like, and Bob, I think the biggest problem right now if Bob is still there, and then, oh, good. Oh, I just saw LaMelo Ball. Nice. Good for him. Sorry. I saw you were talking about it. Okay. That's why earlier. LaMelo Ball just won Rookie of the Year, but who gives a fuck? But, just kidding. Good for him. But, again, the problems are very systemic. You know, and I don't know if, you know, I don't know if, you know, what's going to happen if we hire somebody. Again, like, I just feel like the moves to make, if we were trying to get Masai, I think Masai would command almost complete control over pretty much everything, which is in his right because he has won a championship. He's made very smart moves to make that team a contender. You know, and, yeah, I don't know. I feel like it had to happen and it's good. But, you know, the thing is, like, Donnie did have he had a great eye when it came to, like, international talent. And I wish that he would come back, like, as, like, an international scout, like, head of international scouting. Like, that'd be fucking great. You know, like, that just, like, everybody's still happy, but he's getting up there in age too. You know, like, that might not be something that he wants to do. Which is obviously in his right, because he's kind of done everything in terms of basketball. Like, he's coached, he's GM'd, he's, you know, won championships, you know, in different leagues, you know, so he's, you know, helped international competition and stuff like that. So yeah, I just think, like, it had to happen. So really good question. I know I convoluted that, but I'm just kind of, it's like, I'm not exactly mourning, but I'm also like, damn, dude, like, what's gonna happen now? You know, like, it's very, obviously for us, it's very uncharted territory because, you know, he's been our GM for so long and he's been with the organization for so long, you know. Let me see another question. Dalton Richardson, the Texas Waffle, said, not really said, but he goes, it's a GIF from, I have a screenshot. It's a GIF from some anime. I'm assuming it's probably like Death Note or whatever, and it's just like Tim Cater right now. It's just like him, like, writing, I'm sure, like, writing a name, because in Death Note, if you write a name in the certain notebook, like, they die. which I mean, like, props to Tim Cato, you know, and Sam Amick. Like, both those guys, like, actually, like putting the balls, like, on the table, being like, hey, like, I'm gonna fucking, you know, I'm gonna post this.
Right.
And it leading to all this. Like, Tim Cato, like, he is, as Tim Beamer said earlier, he's, you know, he's the first great Tim on Twitter at the moment. Yeah, man. I don't know, man. Like, I'm happy that got let out. What would have happened if we had made it to the second round? Would this just been, like, delayed?
Oh, goodness.
You know, would this have been delayed? Would have this, like, you know, never come out? Like, what would have happened? you know, like, and I know like losses suck, like, you know, like, but maybe that, maybe in the long run, this is like a silver lining for the team. I don't know.
It's definitely it's definitely validation of the story, and that it's not, as you know, some person said, total bullshit.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I don't know, man. Like, is there anything else, guys? You guys want to cover? Because, oh, so yeah, so Joseph, you know, said, you know, Waz just said on Bob, you know, said Bob is not out on the Ringer's green room. So I have no idea, like, what the fuck is happening. So, I don't know. I don't think anyone knows it. I don't think anybody knows anything at this point. I would love for him to be out personally.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, like, we obviously, like, this shit has been, you know, blown open, you know, for everyone to see. You know, this is the talk of definitely Mavs Twitter, I think DFW Sports, more or less, and maybe even nationally. I don't know. I'm sure our friends from overseas are like, yeah, we fucking told you, you know? Yeah, man. So, yeah, again, there's a conflicting reports about Bob. We don't know. I'm hoping he is gone. His contract's already up in October.
Right.
That would just be like an easy, like, hey, like, goodbye. Like, you know, that'd be very easy.
Don't come back. Like,
that'd be very easy. I don't know, like, guys, what, do you guys have anything else to add on this? Because I know, Isaac, you kind of jumped on late. Again, I just wanted to record something real quick because my brain was just like, what the fuck? You know? So, you guys have anything to add? Isaac, we've went over some stuff earlier, but if you want to, you know, cover some other stuff, you can. So
I just, like, it was just such a crazy morning in the NBA in general. Like, I don't know if y'all have covered the other stuff at all, but Kawhi might have an ACL injury. Chris Paul's out in COVID protocols. Scott Brooks out as head coach. Stan Van Gundy out as head coach.
And then Donnie.
Donnie Nelson gone as GM. Like,
dude,
it's just a crazy morning, and it's only 2 o'clock. Like,
no, Isaac, we were covering the big story. Come on.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, man. Now, and Bryce Patrick is on our Slack saying, what the fuck? sorry, Bryce. I just want to be over before you get here. But, oh, dude, this shit's so crazy. I haven't even eaten today yet, so I'm just like, what the hell?
I'm about to eat as soon as I hop on.
Yeah, bro, this shit's crazy. If anything else pops off that, like, we feel like requires a emergency podcast, we'll put it up. Again, thank you for everybody asking questions. Again, normally on Twitter, I ask you guys personally one by one to be like, hey, thank you. But because there's so many of y'all, and I couldn't go through every single one of them in one whole swoop, I'm just gonna say thank you. Please check it out. You know, give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, or, you know, subscribe to us wherever you listen to podcasts. Again, if things pop off again and we have to redo this, I'll be mad, but I'll do it. So, you know, for Hoops and Horizons, this is Reddit Mavericks. See you guys later.
Take it easy.
See ya.